Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
If you missed it yesterday, butter is killing you. There's a new Harvard study that found straight-up butter that you put on your bread raises your risk of an early death by 15%.
I'm so glad that Harvard is working on things that I thought we already knew.
Yeah, there's always back and forth on that. And they suggest using olive oil or plant-based butters instead. And if you missed it yesterday, this was the conversation we had. Can I tell you something? You can't make fun of me. You can't judge me.
What's up?
You know, because I'm lactose intolerant, too, and I can't have dairy, so I've been experimenting.
Yeah.
A lot of those plant-based butters, I can't even tell the difference.
Well, right.
And I don't know if it's just because I haven't had it in so long.
Right.
That, to
Could
me,
be.
It's just like, hey, I get something. So,
if you can do it right, you're so happy to just have some sort of lubricant on your food.
Right, exactly.
Something to moisten it up. That's fantastic. I wonder if you did a butter taste test next week. I'm sure you would taste the difference then.
I should bring in like my avocado fake butter and put it next to your real butter and see if you can taste the difference.
That means we're gonna need a bagel then. That's what that involves.
I brought in a Kaiser roll.
All right.
And I brought in 3 different types of quote-unquote butter. Lubricants.
Okay.
Yes. These are 3 that we have in our home that everybody uses different butter. Everybody uses different stuff.
Yeah. Upon reflection, I don't like the word lubricant. How about, condiment?
Condiment, yeah. Yeah, lubricant doesn't sound right.
It doesn't sound right.
You don't put lubricant on your bread.
Nothing that
you
ingest.
No.
Right.
All right, Julie. Feed him the first one or give him the first one to try.
Here we go.
Okay. All right. So don't say what it is. Raven, you try that and let's see if you can figure out.
This is the most bread I've had in like 6 months at one time.
You don't need to take a big bite of the bread. You taste the condiment.
Okay. Tastes like butter.
It tastes like butter.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good.
Give me another one.
All right. How about the second one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Give me this one.
You don't have to put that much bread in.
Julie had to manipulate the order for some reason. I don't know whether or not she feels one is more butter-like than the other.
Yeah.
Okay. She's like, I'll fool him with this one. Let's see here. All right. Looks like butter. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why he's shoving an entire roll in his mouth. I mean, you just have to taste the butter. You don't have to taste you don't have to put the entire roll in your mouth.
That tastes less like butter.
Okay.
Yep.
And now the third one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so curious because I don't even know which is which. Julie set it up. Okay.
Should be noted, by the way, that Anna brought in these butters and then left them in here unrefrigerated for like hours.
So you don't really need to refrigerate them. I've left them out before. It seems fine.
This has the color of butter, but I don't know if it's butter.
They all have the color of butter. They're all that pale yellow.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be weird if it was green, right? All right. So now you've tasted all 3. Which one do you think is the actual butter?
So the first one tasted most butter-like, but I'm thinking that it might be because they're faking me with the butter.
Julie, was the first one butter?
It's like a fake butter.
What was, Julie says, no, you're incorrect. What was the first one?
Country Crock.
That was the Country Crock avocado spread.
Is that right?
That's the one I eat, the avocado
spread.
Tasted
very buttery.
See, I told you, you can't tell the difference.
Was the third one the real butter?
No.
No.
The second one was the real butter.
You had no idea.
That was the lackluster butter.
The third one was, I can't believe it's not butter.
I can't believe it's not butter.
Well, we have a lot of it in our home. We have giant tubs that we buy at Costco because my children dip their bread into the I can't believe it's not butter, which is disgusting.
You know, when they lost me was when they went with the spray. I just couldn't wrap my head around
that. That's for the corn. It was magic. What are you talking about?
Right.
That was genius.
Well,
so look. We proved our point. You could eat the healthier butters and you don't even taste the difference and you get to keep your life for an extra 15%.
I'm going to have to look at the sugar content for that one.
All right.
I'm not sure if I believe it, but okay.